Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 11th of March. This week, following Mother's Day in the UK, we're considering the character of the woman of valour described in Proverbs 31. Her values are ones we should all cultivate in our lives, with God's help. So we turn to Proverbs chapter 31 and verses 10 to 31, a wife of noble character. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fibre. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Whether you're a mother or not, reading Proverbs chapter 31 can be daunting. The description of a woman who seems to effortlessly juggle multiple responsibilities can leave us feeling overwhelmed. But let's take a closer look. These verses are not meant to be taken literally. They're a beautiful poem, a complete picture of what wisdom looks like. It is a culmination of the preceding 30 chapters on the subject. Rather than focusing on specific tasks, it emphasizes the importance of character. Wisdom calls us to do the things we do with integrity. It means being consistent in our actions, whether in public or private. When we handle other people's possessions, money, or even their ministry with honesty and diligence, we show integrity. This builds trust and establishes our character. Today, at the conclusion of this Proverbs 31 devotional, take a moment to reflect on your own actions. Are there areas where you can improve in showing integrity? How can you ensure that your public and private life align? Remember, integrity is not about perfection, but about striving to do the right thing consistently. By living with integrity, we can embody the wisdom described in Proverbs 31. Let us strive to be trustworthy and consistent in all that we do, knowing that our character speaks louder than our deeds. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this reflection question. How can you demonstrate integrity in your interactions with others today? I hope to see you back here tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we focus on a mother's love and sacrifice, which follows the example of Jesus.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.